Hey everyone, and welcome to the wonderful world of Disney Plus. This week we are just three brothers, and that is it. We're going to be talking about The Three Musketeers, which is the movie Sam picked. But before we begin, my name is Ben.
I'm Sam.
I'm Mike.
And there is no dad, like I said. So, before we get to the movie, has anyone been watching anything? I mean, it's been a couple weeks, and there's been a lot of, I feel like there's been a lot of stuff coming out and that people have been watching. So maybe, Sam, you want to start with anything you've been watching?
Finished up Renegade Nell, which was a fun series. I think it ended a little bit less strong than it started. But the main character Nell is, as we talked about earlier, was really fun, and I think she kind of carries the series, and it was I thought it was pretty good overall.
Nice. I mean, I've seen some people talk about it. I hope it does well enough that they, you know, can keep it on at least. But do you feel like it peaked at episode one, or was, you know, that was the low bar, or do you think it was average to the episode one?
No, I think it was pretty averaged to episode one. I mean, I think the probably like I think there's eight episodes, so maybe episodes five and six were kind of the low point. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of picked up again a little bit at the end. The ending maybe wasn't quite as satisfying as I would have wanted. Yeah. I would have liked they have the climax and then they kind of just ride off into the sunset.
Right.
I would have preferred maybe a little bit more resolution there at the end, but I thought it was pretty good.
Nice. Ike, did you finish it too? Did you say?
Sorry. Yes. Yep. We finished it the other day, and yeah, I pretty similar thoughts. The final episode I thought was definitely really decent. Not as satisfying as it probably could have been. Five and six, definitely. After six, I was starting to think like, man, this really might fall apart here at the very end. Not at the very end, but halfway through to the end. So seven started on a pretty good note and kind of carried that same energy kind of we felt in the first few episodes into the final. Which was definitely nice. I don't think it was like a, you know, smash out of the park home run kind of thing of a show, but it was definitely still really fun. I thought overall for a pretty surprise, you know, drop of a Disney Plus show, I thought it was really well done overall. The world was cool. But yeah, some of the story elements just could have been a little more concise and, I don't know, interesting probably towards the end. It kind of just, yeah, the world building with magic, or revolving around the magic, felt just not very thought out sometimes, which was really my only complaint. And then they just dwelt on some characters and settings too long and not enough necessarily always super fun and interesting to watch. But yeah, it was mainly just those couple middle episodes. But overall, definitely recommend it if, you know, maybe older kids, not necessarily super young kids, but definitely a fun show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Wish also got added since the last couple weeks we've been on Wish, the movie. So we rewatched that the day it came out. Renly was really, really excited to rewatch it. And honestly, I think I liked it more the second time. Maybe just because I had no expectation. I mean, I knew what to expect. I do think the music is fun for the most part, other than like maybe one song. I mean, pretty much all my complaints before still stand, but I think it's helpful once you know the characters, it feels a little bit more familiar with them. And then, so you can enjoy kind of just being around with them, if that makes sense, a little bit more. Whereas the first time you just don't know
the characters.
I don't feel
like there's a lot of characters to know.
I mean, it's essentially just Asha.
Very, very shallow. But even her, like, Magnifico. Magnifico is the best character, I think. But Asha just feels kind of one dimensional and shallow.
Yeah.
It was the first time I had seen it.
Well,
I was gonna also say it would have been really, I feel like it would have added a lot to the movie, made it even just better if Valentino if he could have been more of like an Olaf. I mean, that's a high bar obviously in the likable department and humor and stuff and cleverness. He just felt very weak, so like there weren't really any good side characters. I want to say like none of her friends were that charming or interesting, I think.
You did pick up on what they were, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was like, it gets pretty heavy.
Especially when Dopey comes
in,
it's like, yeah. Some of that, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people like that, and I like some of the cameos, but when they're like, throw them so in your face, it's like, I mean, it's like, I don't know. They didn't make it very subtle in sometimes.
I don't think it's that strong. Like, Rissa didn't pick up on it until I mentioned it later.
I mean, yeah.
She also wasn't watching.
Dad didn't pick it up on it either.
Yeah.
Even with the dopey one, I mean, it's literally, like, exact. And, like, he even acts like a more, I mean, silly person. But they all do. Some of that, I think, yeah, some of that I've definitely found a little bit, I don't know if cringe is the right word, but just forced. And then, like, Peter Pan at the end was cool. But, again, it felt like they're just trying to get as many in there. But I will say, I thought the music, I mean, I remember you guys when you were talking about on the podcast that you guys didn't seem too fond of the music, but I really enjoyed it. I usually don't listen to the lyrical soundtracks from the newer Disney movies that often. So I'm not listening to this, but watching it for the first, like, as I'm watching it, you know, I really enjoyed the music. I thought it was fun and upbeat. And I like the one about the city a lot, and her final one was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the backdrops I thought were really, really beautiful. But not a Tangled to end on their 100th anniversary. Right. You know, it's definitely not the strongest movie to end on, you know, for their anniversary. But guessing what?
Their next Disney animated release, I'm guessing, will do much better than this one did as a whole.
I would think so.
Which is Moana 2.
I did love the end credit. That was very special. Really cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
With the theme music, and then the credits also were really well done. That was probably my favorite part of the movie, which is not a great sign necessarily, but really cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, it had a super great opening for Disney. I mean, it had, I think they said their third highest opening or first day to Disney Plus premiere numbers, which is cool. Not theaters, but it, I mean, that's the kind of thing you know, it can kind of redeem itself a little bit. And I think it will be one that the kids watch quite a bit.
Even Encanto didn't do great in theaters, but it's become huge on Disney Plus and streaming, you know.
I mean, it blew it seems like it finds as soon audience. As it launched.
But this, I just don't know. I feel like the sequel, you know, the duration till they get a sequel out is usually the tale of how bad people actually like it, you know, how much they actually like it. Because Encanto and Moana 2, like, would both do incredibly well, you know, whereas a Wish 2, I don't know if it would have that same kind of audience. But
no,
still no,
for sure not.
Yeah.
Anything else major? I mean, I don't want to spend.
Have you been watching X-Men 97?
No, I haven't. I know you just skipped ahead, but I guess I could just skip ahead too. But I wanted to catch
a lot of episodes
in
those past show. I mean, I just don't have time to watch all the old ones.
I mean, it's all just put into it. I mean, they're not that long. I mean, they're like 12 episodes. I mean,
there's like 100 episodes, though, aren't there?
No. I mean, over five seasons, there's a decent amount, maybe 60, but they're not that long.
Still,
yeah.
I started a couple episodes of it, but yeah, this most recent episode, though, a lot of people on the YouTube and Marvel covering whatever circle are like basically throwing around that it's better than Endgame, and I'm like, I don't know if I agree with that, but it is very, very powerful of an episode, and it wraps up some things really. I mean, it's just a really good episode. This episode 5 was crazy good.
All right, nice. Yeah, I mean, I would like to definitely get to it eventually, but I mean, I don't know. Me too. I just feel like it'll hit if I haven't watched it. I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter.
It hit
but.
Pretty good for me.
Plus,
and
you
I
have bigger things to watch.
Yeah.
Bigger finals.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The other huge, huge release this month, I mean, this is the juggernaut of the year, was Bluey, the final episode for season
this
3.
This is better than Endgame.
It is The Maybe Sign is the name. It was their first, like, 30-minute episode. Just really, really good. It's just super cool. What, you know, the part that I think is cool about it is they just know everyone's watched the show. So it's like, they just really lean into the little moments they can build up to it. I mean, you know, I don't know if every moment of the episode was my favorite of all of them or anything, but it hits the ending super good and it has some really heartfelt
moments. Do you feel like they made the jump from 8-minute shows to 30-minute?
Yeah,
well,
I feel like it was pretty effortless. I didn't really think about it too much other than, I mean, there's a couple moments where it felt like maybe a little bit longer than they you know, otherwise would have, but it felt like they covered enough ground that it didn't feel like it was super super long or anything like that.
Is it the like the final of the series or just
the final
season, or how does that work?
All the announced stuff. I mean, I had read a while back that they might do another season down the road, but it's not. It's going to be a little while. So,
so foolish not to, man.
I think they will do more, but I think it'll take a couple years probably. So at least, but
It's at the top 10 of the streamings every single week on all the ratings and stuff. Which
it'll
is
come back as an adult animated show, and it'll be Bluey in college. It'll
be like Invincible for, you know, or
that's right,
Arcane. But
if they could almost do a movie, like, because I assume to it, you know, if they
yeah, maybe they'll do something like that, just tide people over until the next one, you know. But I would think, I mean, obviously, if Disney had any say in it, it would absolutely be. But I could see them; they seem pretty like restrained in how they're kind of doing handling it, the creators and stuff.
There's
so,
no way. There's got to be so much pressure.
But it's just so beloved. I mean, like, this is the thing that is really cool about TV shows and sitcoms and stuff like that, is that you can build up where it's like, you know, where they are, you know. So it's like Friends, I've watched it so many times, it's like their apartment and the, you know, Central Perk and all that. It's like, that's just part of, like, it's so integral to who they are, you know. And so the whole thing is just, it's really hard to ever leave that, and they play on that kind of in this one, and they just do a great job with all the things you love. And it's just, it's like, I don't know, it's crazy how much you can care about their house even more than, like, you know, their your own stuff,
own house.
You know, not really, but I just mean, like, it's more like it's part of who they are, you know. It's like, that is what they are. Whereas, like, I don't, like, if Sam McKenna sell their house, it's not like I'm like, that's literally who they are, you know. But maybe Mom and Dad, we would be, I don't know. But
I'm glad you'd rather see us homeless than Bluey.
No. But it's super cool. It was really well done. It's crazy. So definitely one of the best shows ever, as I've said many times. But well, real quick, I thought it would be interesting before we talk about Three Musketeers is the Disney. There was a bunch of websites reporting on it saying that they would like to maybe do they called it like cable TV channel style channels on Disney Plus, where it would be like a Marvel channel and it would just be Marvel content playing 24/7. You jump in the middle of whatever's playing, maybe there'd be one for Star Wars and National Geographic. And, you know, I don't know if you guys had any other thoughts on other ones that could be, but is that something you think would be cool? I know we've talked about it in the past multiple times, maybe even, but what were your thoughts on that? Maybe Sam?
Yeah, I've said this, I think, multiple times. I think it would be a good idea. I don't know if I'm as interested if it's by category. I think that's a good option to have, but I feel like you still kind of have some of the similar problems to streaming if it's broken down so much by category versus just like a random movie potentially, you know. Because I mean, if you pick the Marvel stream, obviously, you know, you're gonna have something you like. If you pick the Star Wars stream, you kind of know what you're getting. If you pick the Disney stream, you kind of know what you're getting. I don't know. I think it could be a cool thing. We'll kind of see. I don't know how often we'll use it or not. But I think it could be cool.
Yeah. It made me really excited when I saw it. I'm like, man, that's exactly what we've talked about in the past. And if it done well, I feel like they could do it really interestingly, to where they could have even like an age range of which, you know, channel you'd click on, you know, like for kids in the morning, like for parents just to put on the Disney channel on Disney Plus in the morning, you know, whatever, before they go to school or whatever, breakfast, you know, like they just put on, you know, it has the Mickey Mouse shorts, it has some of the, you know, the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Jake Neverland Pirates, whatever, just it kind of mixes all the together for the age range. I assume they would have brackets towards, you know, or channels.
It'd be interesting to see if they do it like one or whatever with Spacer content, or if they do it like just kind of an auto playlist. Or if there's actually, like, you know, kind of where Disney Channel will do the, you know, they'll do like the Disney Channel icon every once in a while, and like we'll do a short, and then obviously commercials.
They would never do this, but it'd be so cool if they did like old Disney ads and stuff like that, or, you know, like 90s trailers. Yeah, they won't do that, but that would be really cool.
I think stuff like that would make it more interesting to me.
Yeah, because I'll never use it unless they make it super intriguing and different.
I mean,
there's
just going to be a playlist of things playing through.
Yeah, probably
will
be. But that's, I'm sure
that's where it's like, I
people.
Think it's a cool idea, and I think why not? Like, I don't think there's much reason not to do it. I mean, it's the barrier or the effort on their part is low. I mean, you literally just have to queue something up, and then, you know, I mean, obviously I know there's more to it, but it's not like they have to roll out some giant new, you know, product that they don't have in terms of infrastructure or anything like that. I also though wonder like how many people actually would end up using it. You know, like I envision it kind of like what you mentioned in the mornings, but the hard part is like people are so used to now just like, I want to go watch Bluey or I want to go watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Yeah. Would they stick if it's just like a show they don't care about, you know? I don't know. But I think that's kind of the cool part is, you know, and I also hear people talk about how like back in cable, they used to like, he'd be like, oh, you know, I'm just making a Starship Trooper was on cable all the time. So I'd watch it over and over again. But like now you just don't do that. Like it's, you have to sit down, you go pick a movie and like the chances that you're going to keep rewatching a movie other than that's like one of your favorite movies ever is much lower. But I think rewatching stuff is what makes people really love something. I think it's rare to like be like, I just absolutely love Cars 1 with one viewing. I mean, I think it's like as you continue to watch it that you love it more and more, even though it's still obviously really good. But
I think it could be cool maybe if they almost make it like almost like the banner ad at the top, where you could almost see like each live thing playing. Because because to me, the benefit of it is it's something that catches your eye that you wouldn't necessarily normally pick.
Right.
And you're like halfway through the movie and you're like, oh, this looks interesting. Mm-hmm. Because when you start a movie, it might take you 20 minutes to get into it.
Right.
You know, and so you might be 10 minutes into it and be like, ah, I don't want to watch this. And then go to something else. But if you catch it halfway through and you're like, whoa, this was cool.
Yeah, totally.
You know, but I think that discovery is kind of the point of it. And if it's not easy to do, I don't know if
and hopefully it exposes thing people things they would never have watched otherwise. You know, they'll see The Boy Who Would Be King or they'll see Fantasia or whatever and actually try to find things that they didn't know about otherwise.
It's a cool opportunity to do something really unique. They could do where their new shows are coming out and stuff. It's like a live viewing of the show as it's coming out, and if you miss it, you can't watch it anymore. You know, you have to wait another month or something.
Yeah, I do think it would be cool if they could lean into like almost like kind of a Twitch live stream, because sometimes Twitch would do that where they'd play like a Bob Ross marathon and they would have, you know, and there would be tons of people doing that. And if you could kind of create like, obviously it's different with Disney Plus because it's already all on there, but if you could almost like make it feel like a community thing a little bit, like hey, we're like almost like where you're announcing like coming up. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it doesn't really matter because it's, again, it's all on there.
They already do like the 9 p.m. releases in the evenings. It's like if they could have like a countdown kind of thing though that lets you know, like, because a lot of times it just says today or tomorrow it comes out. Like if they could have some kind of live thing that's coming up, make it feel more live.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Like just like you're watching it for the first time with everybody else. Right. You know, like that could be cool. I would really like that. But
yeah, but I don't know. That'd be interesting. I don't think it hurts at all, and I think it'd just be an interesting mode to try out. But we should get into Three Musketeers. This movie actually came out the year that I was born, which is kind of fun. From a director that I honestly don't know if I've ever seen any of his other movies. I'm looking now. Yeah, I don't think so. But Sam, I assume you've seen the thumbnail, but I mean, had you ever seen anything else about it other than that?
I'm not sure. I feel like I might have, like, growing up, seen it at the library or something. I don't know. I almost feel like I have, but I can't place where I've seen it or anything. Honestly, the thing that stuck out to me most is just kind of the time period and I like the idea of the Three Musketeers and kind of the swashbuckling aspect of it. It kind of has like a pirate's feel or something like that, you know. And that's kind of what
really good also.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought of.
And it has a good cast. I mean, Kiefer Sutherland, Charlie Sheen, Tim Curry. They're the kind of like the main three guys that I would say are the most fit. Chris O'Donnell. I mean, it's definitely hits that period and that style.
Yeah. And I assume it's based off a book, but I've never read the book or I don't know anything about the book. I don't know how closely it follows it, but it's an okay story. I didn't feel like the story was that incredible. I felt like it was more of the setting and the characters that kind of were fun for me.
So overall, were you know what would you say your overall reaction to it was then?
I would say it was about neutral. I don't feel like I wasn't necessarily expecting a ton from it because I'd never heard of it, so I assumed it couldn't be that good. But also I wasn't just like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So I think it kind of hit as I was expecting, maybe.
I mean, Tim Curry is just amazing always. I love Tim Curry. He's mm-hmm. the villain in the movie. I think he's the highlight for me, probably. He just is always creepy. He's always funny in a weird way. And his smiles and his look is just always perfect for anything he is in, I think. I think the characters are pretty fun. I mean, I enjoyed it overall. I knew nothing about it going into it. My biggest issue is I think the tone is just all over the place. And I think it doesn't really balance very well. The humor with the rest of it, you know, like I think that's what Marvel did pretty good, at least initially, was they did a good job making it like serious and actually like, you know, it's legitimate. It's not like a joke, but it is still mm-hmm. able to use humor the way, or at least it feels like humans would. This one felt like it went from being like pretty dark, serious action movie to Three Stooge level almost in a couple of spots. Not literally that dumb, but like, you know, like yeah, way over the top, very, super goofy.
The One Musketeer is
yeah,
very,
he just
like,
would all of a sudden he'd be like way over the top goofy, you know, and yeah. it just felt really like all over the place in that way. Otherwise, I think it was because it plays it pretty straight. Like it's not supposed to be like a straight up comedy, you know, it's not supposed to be like Gulliver's Travels or something like that, but it kind of has moments that kind of bump up against that, which then just kind of slaps you in the face of like, oh, okay, so we are kind of being silly here. So I think the sets were impressive. I think it felt well done and well made overall. I mean, you know, it's kind of like movie fencing sword fighting, but it's actually pretty impressive for the most part. I mean, there's some, you know, kind of I mean, it's definitely got a lot of cheese in it, you know, but I think that's pretty fun.
But even like the horse chases to me kind of stood out. They felt fast and intense. Yeah. They didn't feel like Lone Ranger kind of gallop around the corner and the next guy gallops around the corner and then the next guy, you know, kind of thing.
And it's got kind of the classic story of the Three Musketeers, you know, and then there's a bad, you know, the bad, not to do too spoilery, but the bad cardinal is kind of trying to take over the kingdom. He disbands the Three Musketeers, but all the Musketeers, and then the Three Musketeers kind of go against him, and then you have the young boy who's always wanted to join, who kind of joins up with him, which he has an awesome name, but I'm even reading D'Artagnan. It here. What is it?
The main kid that's not a musketeer? D'Artagnan.
Yeah, D'Artagnan, which is I think a super cool name. He's actually really good, I think, overall.
The whole thing gives me a little bit of Princess Bride vibes.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like the fencing stuff, but even the one villain with the eye patch, he seems just like seven fingered man. And
so
like,
I had to mention something real quick about D'Artagnan. My favorite show of all time is Stranger Things, and the main character Dustin, the kid, he basically encounters this weird kind of alien lizard type of thing, and he's trying to think of a name for it, and he's feeding him his candy. And he names him D'Artagnan. I had no idea why. So when I'm watching this movie and I hear the name D'Artagnan, I'm like, what? I'm like, that's in Stranger Things. And I'm like, why? I'm like, I was trying to think of why this character named his lizard this or whatever. And I'm like, wait a second. He was feeding him a candy bar. I'm like, what is D'Artagnan? And I'm like, the Musketeer. It's a Three Musketeer candy bar is what he was feeding him in that show. And that's how he got his name. But I'm like,
it can't be a reference, though, because it's in the 90s. So.
I know. So like, it must have just been based on the book kind of thing. So I guess, but. Still, I was like, that's really interesting.
There's been other versions of Three Musketeers.
Yeah, okay. But is there always a fourth guy who joins up then?
It must be the original.
I don't know. I think
because he's not in the Mickey Mouse version.
Yeah. I also felt like the beginning of the movie, he's like in this duel with this random guy, and these random guys follow him around.
That's a good example
time.
of the topness. Yeah.
What does this have to do?
They're kind of fun, but it's like the classic Disney thing.
And at the end, he's like, D'Artagnan, you know, and then it's just like so over the top.
And then all
hilarious.
The Musketeers run after him.
Yeah, there's like 300 of them, you know, and they're like, retreat! And he's just screaming, you know, and it's so dumb.
Even though those guys
are
probably
funny.
Technically in the right, they're like protecting the honor of their sister or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. He's random. But no, I think it's pretty decent. It's just a fun watch, and that, you know, again, I think overall. But it is not, I would not say family friendly in this one. There's definitely some references. There's maybe some language. There's a few minor sexual things, you know, like not like like hardcore or anything, but just like.
But still, for a Disney movie, I mean,
it is not a kids movie.
I think it's kind of goes with the tone, where it feels out of place and kind of like, why is this in here?
Right,
but it's all very much like a teenager movie.
Unless you're
going to
go 100% serious, but
yeah. But also, like, I thought the plot was a little bit all over the place. Like, Like they bring in this lady and she's like the spy lady that's assassinate and also an assassin, I guess. And
That
it ends
was
up she's the one guy's wife and like he thought she hanged and it's
I didn't
like,
realize she
what is
was married.
going
I
on
thought
here?
it was just like his, you know, he loved her or whatever.
I
But
think he said he married her, didn't he?
no, they were married and then well
Yeah.
yeah, I didn't think I don't
And he
know.
just
I think he said
watches
they were
her kill
married and have a kid or
herself.
something.
Spoilers,
That
but
was crazy though, that scene where
I
he's talking to
don't know. It's
D'Artagnan.
just.
That scene though where he's talking to D'Artagnan in the tavern and stuff about, you know, his love of his life and how he betrayed them and all this. I thought that was a really well done scene.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. And then it was also very depressing though when she jumps off the
Yeah.
mountain later on. So
I do.
he's like,
I
I
did
hate
like
living in that mood,
Kiefer
but
Sutherland's
yeah.
Musketeer the most. I think he's the most like straightforward. He's actually like capable and, you know, has some good moments. I thought the Porthos, I guess, is he's the who's like supposed to be a pirate or something, maybe.
No.
But he's seemed the most like just goofy, which I didn't love.
Yeah,
And then
he's a
you
great
have
actor, yeah.
the Charlie Sheen's is Aramis or something like that, and he was kind of he's supposed to be the kind of the pious one, and he has some funny moments with that, and I thought he was cool too. But
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah, there's
so.
also, I mean, we mentioned the darkness and factor a little bit, but like there's some honestly some very, very violent and gruesome deaths too, like with that weird
Very,
whatever
very,
that but huh?
very, very.
Yeah, I mean where he's yeah, when he's literally like spiked through the back with pegs and
Oh
stuff
yeah,
like
like torture
bleeding out.
guy. Yeah,
That
I
was
really forgot
brutal.
about
I'm like,
that.
whoa, I
And
mean
then
that
they
was
shut the
not
door on him, and they go, yeah.
and I've seen some intense stuff and that was wince making me wince. I'm like, man. And like the whole opening scene with all the like wherever they're in their dungeon thing is just yeah, just all over the place with
Yeah.
tones.
Totally.
But
I mean, it looks like, I mean, it had a, I don't know what the budget was, but it did like 100 million at the box office. I would assume it wasn't a huge hit at the time, but you know, I don't know, but if they were hoping it would
yeah,
be or
that's
not, but I don't know. It's just another one of those that's forgotten, but I think is fun, and I'm glad that
although
they're on there. Definitely, you know, just gonna be a fun watch. It feels like in the vein an action movie of like, you know, I don't know, probably like The Mummy or something like that from that era. Just kind of, you know, those
yeah.
kind of not that well done, obviously, but just kind of fun. And again, Tim Curry's
Yeah.
always worth a watch. One of my honestly, he's one of my favorites at this point. I think I would say like
Really? Wow.
he's just I don't
Have
know. Sam, have
a
you watched
lovely
Clue?
day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
He's
have.
great in that. Yeah.
I just love him in
He's just
that one.
running
He's just
around
like,
like a fool,
or I
that's
mean,
it.
obviously Home Alone 2, but there's
Yeah.
lots of movies that he's in. But he's just fun. So.
He's fun.
All right,
Is
well,
he
we're
the
gonna call it
butler
there.
in?
What's that?
He's the butler in Clue?
Yeah.
Okay. He's so funny.
Just when they like the way
Running
they the
around.
funniest part in that movie to me was when
And
they're
then we
all
went to the
like
library.
throwing the
And
bodies around and stuff. It was just so
yeah.
funny. But
That's good.
all right,
Night
well, we're
of
gonna call it
today.
there. I gotta go help with the baby. So thanks for joining us for another discovery from the wonderful world of Disney Plus, and we'll see you real soon.